I read now?
Blog Talk Radio.
Silent orange juice screams at me, toast, silently, menacingly silent, silent, silent. Shut the fuck up, toast. You just sit there and wait for the butter.
And the Draconian Vampire Research Team are currently having a debate about whether or not that is actually a really good song or whether it's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit is what the Draconian Vampire Research Team says. However, I would like to point out that the Draconian Vampire Research Team has a tendency to not like things that are pitiful, while I, on the other hand, like to wallow in everything that's decadent and gross, I guess. According to them, you guys are listening to DVTCRFM. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And, yeah, that's just the beginning of what we got going on tonight. And to be honest with you, a lot of this is sort of a soundtrack from the other night. I don't know. I can't explain it. I've been to places. I've been to cosmological places, transcendental places, all those stuff. I've seen some visions. And, yeah, I don't know. We're not going to talk about that right now. We'll talk about it later, but we've got some great stuff going on the show tonight. We've got Fila, Brazila. We also got the Pretty Things, DJ Promotes. Looks like we also got the Magicians. Yeah, a lot of magic, a lot of crazy weird shit. It's Kleptico Late Night Radio brought to you by the Literary Underground. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. And I think what we're going to do first is play, Fila Brazila. The name of this song is called Harmonicas Are Shite, which I got to be honest with you, I don't agree with. I love harmonicas. I actually used to play one whenever I was a kid. Play it horribly, but I played it. Fila Brazila, Harmonicas Are Shite, right here, Draconian Vampire Tunnel, Is Close Repairs. We'll be right back. All right, that was Fila Braziela from Northeast England. Started back in 1999 from Kingston, Epon Hull, or Hull, I think is what you actually call it, which is actually a unitary authority in England where local government is responsible for provision of local services, not Parliament. Hey, you know what they say, buy local. Always buy local. Am I right about that? Yeah. Yeah, cool. What else we got going on? Yeah. I think what I'm going to do next, this one goes out, play this Shaky Dave. I see you in the chat room talking about garage rock. This one's called The Pretty Things. And then after that, I've got a 720 on the line. I think I'm going to bring them in. So hang out, 720. Don't go anywhere. But yeah, first up, The Pretty Things. Name of this song is called Big Boss Man, right here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. We'll be right back.
This song is hotter than an electric unicorn dick smacking up on some Smurf balls.
Escaping in. Every time you hear that song title, you think about, I don't know, if you were a person that grew up in rural Kentucky like myself, you think about watching WWF, which I think you're still allowed to call it WWF if you're referencing the past. I don't even know. Who cares? But you think about the Big Boss Man, the wrestler. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't realize when I was a kid watching that and being a Big Boss Man fan that he was pretty much like a reputed racist from Georgia. Who used to be a goddamn prison guard. And I got to be honest with you, if I knew that at that age, like around 4 to 7 or whatever, would that make that much of a difference at the time? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we'll put the Draconian Vampire Research Team on that. They can jump in a time machine and tell my younger self what's up. But yeah, anyway, we're going to go with the area code 720, which is on the line. And yeah, I'm going to bring them right in. Area code 720, you are live.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, is this Dustin Holland?
Yeah, I think it is.
Right on, man. Good to hear from you, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I was going to just listen to the show on my computer, and then my computer was being a dick, so now I'm listening to it on my phone.
Oh, word. I've been having a lot of trouble with machines today myself, so I feel your plight right now. I really do.
Yeah, machines are just not always the best.
No, man, they don't cooperate 100% of the time. But, of course, I'm really glad you're on the show because, you know, Dustin Holland, of course, being one half of the editorial team at Clefjaw, which is a new online print publication recently started with myself and him. Would you like to let everybody know a little bit about Clefjaw and what we're looking for? Yeah.
So Clefjaw's going to be a new thing between you, Frankie Metro, and myself, and we're looking for like poetry and like short prose. I think the limit we set was like 1,500 words or less.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for transcendental realism and just interesting stuff, and like inspired by, again, the ideas of transcendental realism, a strong hatred for Immanuel Kant, and an interest in like the Greek clefts, who were like warrior poets who would get into battles and rob like rich Turk warlords and stuff, and then they would like chant and like recite their poetry in the mountains.
Yeah.
And have a good time. So
that's what we're all about. We're about raiding the hillsides of contemporary poetry and prose and setting fire to it. That's what we got to do. But yeah, basically, you guys, please feel free to go by and check out. I believe you can go to clefjaw.weebly.com. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Cool. Yeah, right on. Go by, check out the website. They've got submission guidelines there as well as all that other great stuff, man. While you're on the show, maybe you could give everybody a little bit more example of what we're looking for, because I think you're like probably the epitome of transcendental realism right now. Maybe you could get a poem or something like that ready and read that after this next one. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Right on, man. Cool. We'll just hang out for a second and we'll play the next track and bring you right on in.
Very cool. Sounds good.
Right on. All right. Dustin Holland, we're going to bring him right back. But first, sorry, Shaky Dave. We're going to break away from... actually, you know what? No, I'm going to switch things up a little bit. I'm going to play this one for Shaky Dave one more time. And this one is The Magicians. And it's a really good one. It's a garage rock as well. And... yeah. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. The Magicians with the song Backdoor Man. Gotta love the title. We'll be right back.
Okay, we got room for one take. Let's make it. Play it the way you feel one time. Let's go.
Up to the unicorn!
Go.
One, two, three.
Recipe for murder.
Tell Grandma that I'm an outlaw, she shows me her nipple ring.
This is your Literary Underground newsfeed for November 16, 2012, brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your Draconian Vampire Tunnel research information, as well as information about your mother's medicine cabinet, Wednesday night service, and Zygote and My Radio. Today's newsfeed is actually about Mad Rush. You guys might remember that print publication a couple months back. Edited by Mr. Craig Cernotti. Well, they're back. Mad Rush has returned from the abyss and currently accepting everything you got to offer. Originally envisioned as a quarterly print magazine, Mad Rush will now be an online and print venture. Its new website will publish poems, flash fiction, art, videos, and et cetera on a daily basis, and the print issues will be released annually. Submissions for these will be only considered during specified reading periods. Submissions for the website will be considered year-round, and for more information, please visit www.madrush2.wordpress.com. There you go. Yeah, I think that's about it right now. We're talking about cleft jawed right now, and I've got Mr. Dustin Holland on the line. Dustin, do you have a poem for us? Maybe you can give everybody an idea of what we're looking for.
Yeah. Here's a poem I wrote, so I like it. It's called Who Yup. I think I showed you this one, Frankie, but the 5 blocks from any given midnight, Gustav Mahler hits an old woman right square in the mouth and doesn't even feel bad about it. Tonight, after and away from the hallways of our insufferable education, Dennis Hopper is starting to look a lot like Joseph Smith, and you are my cassette tape angel with a secret. In caves and canyons and then head south for winter where no one can see us, where the second dimension finds its endings in the snow like fireworks, like headstones, like the styrofoam packing peanuts and plastic Buddhas of our infinite finishings, under piles of old shoes in the closet, like on top of a mountain in the brand new empty, in the Tibetan store with the bumper stickers and the crack pipes behind the counter, looking for a knife for Jake with river songs and six shooters, and the Federales won't even know what to call us or where to send our mail.
I love that fucking poem, man. Can you tell everybody a little bit about the Dennis Hopper starting to look like Joseph Smith reference there? That was a great one.
Oh yeah. So that was actually like the beginning of that poem, because it took me like a month to write it. But the first time I was just hanging out, and it was like a Friday night, and I was watching Easy Rider with Dennis Hopper, and my girlfriend, who happens to be Mormon, had like given me a copy of the Book of Mormon. So I was like flipping through it and watching Easy Rider at the same time.
Oh wow!
Which is an odd experience, to say the least.
That's definitely transcendental realism at work there, buddy. God damn, I love that poem, man. And you guys should definitely, out there listening, you should definitely send us some poems that, you know, if you think that they're, you know, in the same realm as that, please feel free to send that at www.cleftjaw.weebly.com, or you can just go ahead and send it straight ahead to cleftjaw@gmail.com. And that's K-L-E-F, as in Frank, T as in Tom, J-A-W as in, whew, yeah. Man. I love that shit, man. Really good stuff. Yeah. You gonna hang out with us for a little bit, or?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, if, unless I'm not supposed to. I mean, whatever.
No. Actually, well, no. I want you to hang out. In fact, maybe you could find something else.
Yeah, sure. Whatever works.
Right on, man. Cool. So we're gonna bring Dustin back here in just a second, but right now, I think we're gonna go with Mega She-Ra. Yeah, that sounds about good. Mega She-Ra, the name of the song is called At Last. Right here, Draconia Vampire Tunnel is close to repairs. We've got about 30 minutes left of live streaming. And yeah, we'll be right back.
Why do you hate chicken? Why is chicken 2 days in a row too much, but steak every day just great? He says, I don't eat chicken because it reinforces stereotypes about black people. Me, I quit being a vegetarian because it was far too inconvenient, particularly when I lived in a Hyatt for 2 weeks, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. During training, they graciously supplied an all-you-can-eat buffet. But at least then, if you were a vegetarian, you could eat salad and french fries every day for dinner and request a veggie sandwich or 2 pieces of bread, condiments, and cheese and lettuce. And hey, I was just there trying not to be removed by the body snatchers who would come and disappear trainee rejects like they were the Pinochet regime. They would tap someone on the shoulder, and then they were gone, packed up and sent home on the first plane, no chance to say goodbye. I didn't want to be seen as the picky bitch, the one who had the peanut allergy who forces the whole damn plane to eat pretzels instead. Thank you.
at last. Yeah, really good shit. You guys should definitely check out a lot of great stuff by them. Mega Shira, artists I'm not really that familiar with. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not getting any help from the Draconian Vampire research team either, so we're gonna have to just keep them a mystery for the moment. Maybe we'll have some more information about them later, but in the meantime, why waste the breath? We'll just go ahead and jump right into the next one. The next one we got going is Dan the Automator. The name of this song is called Lyrics to Go, as in, like, to go. And then after that, we're going to bring in 720, Mr. Dustin Holland. Yeah, we're going to bring him back. Dan the Automator, Lyrics to Go, right here. We'll be right back.
The devil's cut-ups are lines of six syllables, each derived of words from a sixth line of the 66th page of selected text, and can be used to predict important events in the future and to serve as a basis for determining major life decisions.
Listen to some.
All right, that was Dan the Automator with lyrics to go, like Chinese takeout. Speaking of which, Dustin Holland, you want to take us, well, not take us out, but you got some poems there, right?
Yeah, sure. Bye bye, Birdie. The posters on traffic lights advertising black cat fireworks and leading you to one of several white tents are a threat. A girl with brown hair and small breasts cleans her glasses with a candy wrapper and chews the last of a Kit Kat bar from home. She leans against her father's hybrid, thinking about the latest Russian tragedy in Miles Davis or maybe Coltrane, while the fan club tears itself apart. We are not as brave as we used to be.
That's an amazing ending. We are not as brave as we used to be. Goddamn, man. Yeah. I love that shit, man. Yeah, it doesn't work, like, man, I'll be honest with you, I'm just always amazed by your stuff, man, I really am, I really, just, you come out there, nah, man, it's real shit, and that's what we need more of today, and, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show, you kind of inspired me to put this out there, like, top of the show I mentioned I had a vision over the week, to be honest with you. It's an LSD-induced vision. I'm not going to lie. But I want to open up the Dracodia Vampire Tunnel to more people that are transcendental, realist-minded, like yourself. And, you know, that can mean whatever you want it to mean. As long as that's the great thing about transcendental realism is it's about transcending the inner universe inside yourself. The barriers that you set for yourself. Because we all have barriers of our consciousness that we can expand upon with, I don't know, with acknowledgement and technique and patience. And that's what transcendental realism is all about. So what I'm doing is I'm putting out an open call for all DJs, bands, independent bands, what have you, musicians, artists, whatever you are. Hit us up. You guys can actually submit whatever you got to sub, S-U-B, Mishmash, M-I-S-H-M-A-S-H, at theliteraryunderground.org. Or you can actually send it to me at my Unlikely Stories music page, where I review music and stuff like that, at frankie@unlikelystories.org, and I'd love to take a look at your stuff, and maybe we can play some tracks on the show, maybe we can do some weird stuff, maybe you can come on the show, read some things, talk about your art. I want to open this, I want to open the tunnel up, Dustin Holland. I mean, what do you think?
That's a great idea. I think that'd be sweet. I think it's like that's a cool thing. Because, like, that's something that just, like, it's one of the reasons that I, like, stopped doing the pamphlet is I realized it was the same, like, couple people, like, over and over again. And it's not even that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that, like, it's less exciting. But I think when you do something like that, you open it up, you can, like, expand your audience and the people that are contributing and interacting with, which I think is a healthy thing.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's about transcending your current reality. And that's what we're all about at Clefjaw. That's what we're all about here.
Yeah.
That's what we do, man. Fuck yeah, man. I appreciate you stopping by and hanging out with us. In fact...
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Do you want to lead us out with one more?
Yeah, sure. I got to find one, but... Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. Let me play one more song for you, and you go ahead and find that, and then we'll be right back with Dustin Holland. All right, let's see. This is a good one. Here we go. Eastern Sun is the name of the artist. The song is called Rapture at Sea, which is an original chill mix. Right here. Draconian Vampire Tunnel is close to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back. The A dragon just before I nut, everything went blue. And then I was in a Diego Rivera painting. You ever been in a Diego Rivera painting? You're not yourself. You're kind of I don't know, oily. Conquest. Someday the sun will be my bitch. I'm under no false pretenses either. One day I will stick my dick in the sun. One day the sun will call me daddy. One day the Moni Bosque will be white with semen.
Balloon fiesta, orange sun setting, fry bread and honey, bedbugs, transvestite prostitutes, crack, and all the mess in the world. I'm trying to rape your thought process. Volcanoes, Rio Grande, brown river with shimmering hints of lavender, shadows, underbelly.
All right, that was Eastern Sun with Rapture at Sea. Original chill mix. What do you think about that one, Dustin? You like that song? Was that a good one? Or like...
I like that song.
Yeah.
I'm not like as into the techno stuff, to be honest. Like, it's like the dub, the techno. I've always been more into like, I don't know. I just mostly listen to like a lot of punk and a lot of jazz. But...
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree, sir. We try to mix it up here. I was talking with Shaky Dave, guy in the chat room a minute ago, and he was saying, like, I came to listen to some punk and some garage rock, and then usually I'll get people that'll say, like, I'm not into punk. I'm into dubstep and reggae, and, you know, we try to mix it up for everybody.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think, you know, it's
like,
important.
I don't dislike it.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like, I think it's important to be versatile in your tastes and, you know, it helps you to be a well-rounded person. A well-rounded, I don't know.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, it helps you appreciate things a little bit better, I think. Speaking of which, you got one more poem for us.
Yeah, actually, you mentioned something about unlikely stories, so it reminded me, this is a poem I had published or put up in there relatively recently. This one's called Poem, which I guess isn't the most original of titles, but... A New York City traffic cop from yesterday's New World Order walks slowly through the rain like a poet, as if the first 30 minutes of an ideological warrior basketball priestess spent thinking about time and watching the backs of commercial trains go by the National Guard offices, as if science and politics were strangers hoping to meet by chance on a bus painted blue with envy and a one-eyed driver, tipping cowboy hat at the strange gentleman in their lonely cars at the intersection as if fire was the manipulated corpse of a mouse in the little dog's mouth with black tail wagging in confused prize. Of course, this is only what I've heard. I was asleep, as is often the case. Take no prisoners. Fuck conjunctions. Keaton's elusive smile is hiding under the streetlights with a friend, dressed as Superman, dropping the names he has collected in hot bookstores in small towns where blood dries faster than ink. I know which way to run when the train hits, because there are outlaws stumbling down these dirt roads in ruby slippers, past temporary nihilisms like brushstrokes, hurricanes, in a straight line north and south becomes up and down towards fast food, cardboard, oil factories, or the page abandons God on a yellow moped wearing bandana, red-tinted sunglasses, grito de sueño, against the crushed pavement apologetically. The construction of Battle Creek is breathing exercises and chocolate ice cream in a floral pattern bowl on the sacrificial couch with your dog, with your feet under the dog.
Thank you.
Salmonella Dub. Salmonella Dub, of course, formed 1992 by Andrew Pinman, David Deakins, and Mark Tyler. Basically, they were originally set up to do just really bad dub covers of really bad songs, like Peaches by the Stranglers and stuff like that. So, yeah. Dustin Holland, I did want to go ahead and tell you, man, that was one kick-ass fucking poem. You guys should definitely go to www.unlikelystories.org and check that out. Killer fucking read, too, man. Excellent work.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming by the program tonight, man. Yeah,
thanks for having the program.
We're going to keep going as long as we can, dude. Yeah.
It's good.
But I would definitely look forward to having Dustin on the show one more time or a bunch more times or 1,000 more times, whatever comes natural to him. And, yeah. In the meantime, like we said, please, everybody, go to cleftjaw.weebly.com. Check out everything, submission guidelines, all that great stuff. We're going to close out the show with, this is Crushed and Sorted. Name of the song is Make Some, Break Some. Kind of like eggs. You make some, you break some. Happens. You guys have been listening to Draconian Vampires on the Liz Close Repairs with DBTCRFM. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And we will catch you guys next Friday. Same time, same channel. Draconian Vampires. Or whatever's. Laters.
Lieutenant Deborah Morgan, acid potty mouth, sure fine, Christ on a cracker, holy franken fucking unicorn flakes.